It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
You're back from the dead.
Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
The political controversy in Lansing that just won't die. Auto no-fault insurance.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't.
Another Republican effort to muscle through an auto no-fault overhaul is in the works.
Rolled out this week by State House Speaker Jace Bulger.
There is a lot in this proposal, but one thing is a cap on Michigan's currently unlimited medical benefits if you get hurt in a crash. Under the Bulger plan, benefits would top out at $10 million. There's a lot of other things, limits on hospital fees and payments for in-home care, incentives to avoid litigation, a guaranteed rate rollback for the first 2 years. There's something for all the special interests that have a stake in the no-fault system.
Hospitals, insurance companies, trial lawyers.
To dislike in this. Bring it on, says Bulger. But history does not suggest a victory is in the cards. Voters twice rejected auto no-fault overhauls in the early 1990s. Numerous attempts to do the same in the legislature, more than I can count, have failed. And yet, an auto no-fault overhaul, and especially a cap on medical benefits, remains an elusive prize. Figuratively, for Republican policymakers in Lansing and the state's insurance industry, it is
the quest for the Holy Grail.
So once again, they're off.
To succeed, Bulger will have to cut his way through a thicket of special interests and address real concerns about what happens to accident victims. Very, very few, but these are real people who could exceed that $10 million limit.
Democrats still saying no. And Bulger can't look to his own caucus. His Republican majority isn't ready to get behind this yet.
No, not all of them. And the Oakland County delegation in particular has followed the lead of their influential county executive, L. Brooks Patterson, who is, we should note, no fan of Jace Bulger's.
See, Patterson was in a very serious car accident. It left his driver paralyzed. And Patterson has become the state's foremost advocate for unlimited, no-fault medical benefits. And this has gotten personal, a mano battle between two powerful Republicans.
Remember this moment from Michigan Public TV's Off the Record? When Patterson was asked about Bulger, he pulled out a black comb and placed it under his nose.
Adolph Bulger, you mean?
Yeah. It's personal.
Like I said, I can't count the number of times an auto no-fault overhaul has been tried only to crash and burn. People may not like their insurance rates, but they sure do like not having to worry about who's going to pay the medical bills if they're in a serious car crash. But we may be reaching critical mass on doing something about insurance, whether it's the Bulger plan or something else. And that is because of Detroit.
Right. A part of this, a big part of this plan, is a stripped-down, low-cost, low-benefit auto policy that would be offered to low-income drivers in places like Detroit, places where there are a lot of uninsured drivers and the people who do have insurance pay huge,
stratospheric
premiums. As we've talked about before, there is no fixing Detroit, making it a place to attract a larger middle class without dealing with the cost of insurance.
So there are great rewards waiting for the Republican politician who can pull off an auto no-fault revamping, especially that elusive benefits cap.
And Jace Bulger has his eye on that prize.
And remember, too, in the not-too-distant past, the idea of Michigan becoming a right-to-work state was unthinkable. Bulger was the singular legislative player who made that happen when the rest of Lansing's Republican leadership was lukewarm to the idea. He's still looking for one more big win.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
To follow that star, no matter